Folks, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and I say it every week for a reason. And you can be too. Yes, you can. And what I was saying last week that you didn't get to hear is, folks, you've got to believe that you can do it. You've got to believe that you can be an executive consultant. But Brian McClure will tell you in a second, all the positive thought, all the belief in the world won't make a difference. It's like all the faith in the world. It doesn't make a difference if you don't take action. You have to take action on what you believe. You have to take action on what you think you're capable of. And gradually, but certainly, you too can become an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. And I look forward to celebrating that day with you. We do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. It's the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start. We've got people on this call from all over the United States, now into Canada and Japan. Folks, welcome to the call. Glad you're with us. You can always come to this call with an expectation that you're going to hear something that's going to make a difference in your Ambit business right now. And guys, it's going to be a real pleasure tonight to introduce our featured speaker. But before that, you hear people talking about the big events. And Tony's talked about it, and many of the other speakers have talked about it. Big events are crucial to the success of your business. Attending the big events won't make you a success. Implementing what you learned from the big events, the experience that you got from the big events, and making sure that you take your team with you to the big events, that's what's going to help your business grow. But you've got to be there. Now, we've got major big events going on. You've got Power Trip in April. You've got Ambition in late August, September. There are other big events going on. I know that Chris and Debbie are doing Illumination. Other leaders are doing other things. Guys, you've got to get plugged into what's going on regionally and nationally. Now, Power Trip, April 12th, 13th, and 14th, Wyndham Garden Hotel in Dallas. Go to ambitpowertrip.com. If you're not registered yet, get it done. We're probably going to sell out again. Make sure that you get the registration done. Don't count on being able to find a ticket in a situation at the last minute. You handle your business and get it done. If you don't have money for this, go sponsor somebody. Help them get their customers, trigger their bonus, and you make that investment into your business. That's the most fun way to do it. Let the business pay the expenses. And then we've got Ambition 2018, August 29th through September 1st, Dallas, Texas. Go to your Power Zone. Or you can go to events.ambitenergy.com. You'll get all the details on Ambition 2018. And if you are a consultant with Ambit Energy and you intend to build your business, you need to be at Ambition 2018. For those of us who have been there, we can't even explain to you the experience. It is something you have to experience yourself. And then once you have, we don't have to tell you constantly to go back. You'll know. You'll know the difference that it makes with your business. Now, speaking of ambition, it's my pleasure to introduce our featured speaker for the evening. This guy has been a dear friend of mine pretty much so since we've met. We love to laugh together, play together. We compete with one another or ping pong or shuffleboard or many other things. But I got to tell you, he's been in this business about 7.5 years. He's been fully supported financially by his Ambit Energy business for the last 6 years. Think you ought to listen to him. He's won the Pure Energy Award. He has been a moderator, an MC at Ambition, one of our trainers. And recently, he was the MC of the Northern Simulcast event. Please welcome to the call from New York, executive consultant Jay Emma. Jay, welcome to the call, buddy.
Bear, thank you, brother, so much. I'm so happy to be on the call with everyone, and I appreciate the introduction, and it's just a pleasure to be with you. Hopefully everyone can hear me. Can you hear me pretty loud and clear?
Yeah, we can hear you well. Looking forward to what you have.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm excited to share. I'm really appreciate. I really thank Brian for the opportunity to share. And I've got some stuff that hopefully will help people, whether you're new or whether you're in the business for a while, a fresh perspective, a couple of new things to think about. And if you're new in the business, I think this is important to pay attention to, because sometimes people get started in our business and they they don't realize it's very simple. It's not always easy, but our business is pretty simple. And what I wanted to talk about is how to really make sure that you're going to be successful in this business and not be a statistic. And what happens with a lot of people in Ambit Energy, and you know this, Bear, what happens is in the course of a year, someone who's new in the business, they might only share this opportunity a handful of times, but they're thinking about the business all the time. They're thinking about it, you know, at least every day at some point, at least during the week they're thinking about it, but they're not necessarily doing the business. Brian McClure talks about it all the time, how the only opportunity we have to grow the business that gives us revenue outside of all of the other activities that are important activities, that are great activities, they're backstage activities that support us, things like going to events, listening to conference calls like this, going into our power zone or these kinds of things. There are certain activities that are helpful and supportive in our business, but the ones that drive revenue to our business, the activities that give us income, is building a team of people, building a large team of people. And in order to do that, we've got to find people that are ready to be successful in their own business. And we know the numbers might vary slightly from person to person. We can agree that it's generally somewhere in the range of 1 to 4 or 1 in 5 people that we share the business with are going to get started in the business. And then even after we get 10 people, 5 people started, there might only be 1 or 2 out of the 5 that are going to be steady, strong, consistent. They want to go to the events and all of that. Everybody says they want to do it on the front end. So in order for us to be successful, we've got to know the numbers, know the reality that you can't make people do anything. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. So the last thing we want to do is be in a position where we feel like we're pushing people, prodding people, trying to, and we've all been there. But that means that we haven't done our job in leading ourselves to be as successful as we can be, and then looking over our shoulder every once in a while we're sprinting forward and looking behind us, and you've got people following in your footsteps, not people that you're trying to push or prod or beg to go to a function. This is not it's not fun. And I think I don't have a realistic, I don't have an exact number on this. I've got a pretty good gauge, but I would say if you're in the business for a little while and you're a marketing consultant or a regional consultant, chances are you've shown this business maybe 5 to 10 times in the course of a year. And that's, if you look at what you do professionally, if all you did was have 5 15-minute conversations in the course of a year on your job, how many people would still have a job? Nobody would still have a job. And so you can't expect to be successful over the course of 12 months if all you've done is shown the plan 5 times. By the time we're done with this call, I'm going to remedy that. We're going to fix that problem for everyone. Even if you think you can't do this business, even if you've struggled and you think it's hard, you can't show the plan 5 times and come back 12 months from now and say it's hard. It's not hard. What's hard is knowing that you should be doing the business and you're not. And we're going to fix that. Very simple. Because the reason why most people only show the plan 5 to 10 times a year is because we are filtering on the front end. We're all guilty of it. And what happens is new people tend to do this a lot, is they'll talk about the business. They'll point to the magazine and they'll say, oh, look at this guy. He's made a lot of money. He's really successful. I got to, you know, one of these days I got to talk to you about this Ambit Energy thing. And your friend or somebody that you know, an acquaintance, might say, wow, that's interesting. That's so cool. And then you never show them the plan. Or you talk to them about free energy. You get some customers and all of a sudden you've got free energy and say, oh, I got a free energy credit. I got to show you how to do it too. You'd be good at it. And all of a sudden you didn't show them the plan. You're talking about it. Oh, Rich DeVos, Jerry Thompson, and by the way, Rich DeVos is the co-founder of Amway. And so that just goes to show you that some of this stuff, I was in Amway years ago, some of this stuff really dies hard. anyway, so you all of a sudden you'll talk about Jerry Thompson for 5 minutes. Jerry Thompson Jr. is from the founding family of 7-Eleven. And Chris Chambliss was involved in Xcel Communications, and this is a great company, and you can make a lot of money, and it's energy. Everybody uses electricity, and you'd be great at it, but you didn't show them the plan. So we're talking about the business, and we think we're doing the business, but we didn't sit down with them. We didn't have a cup of coffee. We didn't share the opportunity, show the plan. We didn't go to their house. They didn't come to our house. We didn't speak to them on the phone and bring them through the video presentation so they can make a decision based on seeing the company, the co-founders, and the compensation. It's the three C's, right? They want to learn a little bit about the company, a little bit about the co-founders, a little bit about the compensation. You're sharing your story, listening to their story, looking to find what they might want in their life. As Brian says so often, that it's really all about finding out what people want and then showing them how Ambit Energy can help them get there. So why do we filter on the front end? I went through all of this just to say that you can't expect to be successful unless you're showing this plan. And I'm going to propose that the minimum number that you're going to want to be at is 10 times per month. And I would write that down. It's 10 presentations per month. This is not something I've made up. This was discovered many decades ago by some of the top leaders in product-based companies. When I was involved in Amway, and some of the top leaders in this industry in the world had created this group. They used to call it CORE. They used to call it, different groups called it different things. But 10 times per month is sort of the tipping point where you can accomplish and expect very different results. I'm not talking about 10 times the results of doing it 10 times a year. Even though numerically it's 10 times more, it's hundreds of times, if not thousands of times more effective once you get past 10 presentations per month. And if you think about it, that shouldn't sound too foreign to us. And the reason why is if you were going to a gym once a week or twice a month, how many people would expect results from that? You really wouldn't expect too high of results. And so if you're going to the gym once a week, it's, you know, you might feel a little better that day, but it's not going to do a tremendous amount. But when you start going to the gym two or three times a week, that's when you start to feel like you're doing something, and you're going to feel the results of that. And it's no different when you look at our business. When you start showing this plan two to three times a week minimum, you're going to get into a groove. And that's going to do a couple of things. It's going to give you confidence in yourself. It's going to give you posture when you talk to people. And it's going to give you greater odds of finding a builder. Why? Because you are actually building. When you're building, they know. And so what happens if you're showing this opportunity 10 times a month, and I mean being committed to showing it 10 times a month, that means if you're on the day 29 and you only have 8, you're going to drive over to McDonald's, wait for the 18-year-old to get off of work, and sit down with them and say, look, I'm impressed by the way that you served me that hamburger that I shouldn't have eaten. But I'd love to sit with you. I want to sit with you for 15 minutes. I own my own business. I'm impressed with you. I can't promise you anything, but I'd like to fill you in on what I'm doing. And sit down with the 18-year-old and get to that 10th presentation. When you commit to that, like pushing yourself that extra mile, like going to the gym the extra day a week, these are the little things that over time are going to make a big difference. So the couple of things that are going to happen when you get past 10 presentations per month, like I said, the first one is you're going to gain confidence in yourself. You're going to believe in yourself. Second thing is you're going to have posture when you talk to people. It'll attract people to you. What's going to happen when you share the opportunity with somebody, if you're showing the plan to somebody on Monday and you have another plan to show on Tuesday, you're not going to be as desperate. You're not going to sell it to them or pitch it. You won't even be tempted to, because you're in the groove. It's just one of the presentations that you're doing that week. I hope that makes sense. So this is something we all need to do. Now, some people before are already struggling with the 10 times per month. If you're new, maybe even if you're in the business for a little while, and we're going to get past that in a minute. And the reason why we struggle with that sometimes is because, like I said, the biggest barrier, I think, is because we're filtering on the front end. We're trying to find people that are interested in the opportunity before we show them. And that's not the way you do it. The way we're supposed to do this business is we're supposed to let the plan filter the people out. And it does a very good job of doing that. And we've got to learn to do that. Don't filter on the front end and prejudge. There's a couple of ways we prejudge. Number one, we don't put them on our list. The second way we prejudge is we'll talk to them on the before we show them the full presentation. We talk about Ambit, but we don't show the business. We don't share our business, share our business with them and listen to them about what's important to them. What we're doing is we're just talking to people about Ambit, and we feel like we're doing the business. And we're going to get past that. So you want to have that confidence. You want to be able to have posture in sharing the opportunity, and you want greater odds. The other thing it does is it allows you to grow and learn exponentially, because it allows you to make corrections. When you're doing something a few times a week, you're going to start to get really good at it. That's the other benefit that happens when you commit to 10 times per month minimum. And when you start doing it over and over again, you can check with your upline leader, and you can start to steer things and make changes, and all of a sudden you start recognizing patterns of what people say and what they don't. You start attracting better people to you. And you also, if you're counseling with a leader who upline from you, the other thing, you know, it's hard to steer a parked car. And if you're not doing anything, there's nothing to counsel. So at least if you're doing something, and it doesn't matter who you're showing the business to, the biggest challenge in this business is inactivity. So I don't care who you're showing the business to. I'd rather have you as a new person just get in the groove of sharing the opportunity, talking about your why, listening to other people's why, and then letting me know how it's going so we can steer it. And we can, obviously, we're going to do some of this together as a new consultant, but you're going to build your own business, and this is how you do it, okay? So what I'd like to do is just give you a few phrases and a few things to consider saying to people that will help you schedule an appointment. Before I give you those sentences and words and phrases that I believe are helpful, I've used and continue to, I've given them to other people and they've used them successfully. These are not exact. You can play with the words and change them, use them in a way that's comfortable for you. These work, and if you use them, they work. The key is to get comfortable with them, but the bigger key is to understand the philosophy behind that is that all we're trying to do is schedule your calendars, book your calendar so you're sitting down with a minimum of 10 people per month, 2 to 3 people per week. And in order to do that, you've got to have two components to your invitation. The one is it should be casual, meaning you're not a corporation, because some of these people you know personally. So you want casual but intentional. And what I mean by that is one of the best invitations I've seen in the business is executive consultant Tony Procopio has used this and taught this to many people, is you can text a friend of yours just the word coffee. Coffee? Question mark. And then if they say yes, you say, great. Tuesday? Starbucks? Done. There's your appointment. And sometimes people will say, if it's odd that you're asking someone to have coffee, you know, certainly you need to do more of that in your life, because it's nice to sit with people and coffee or tea or lunch or whatever it is. But I'm going to give you some of the other additional phrases that will allow you to fill in some of the other questions, or at least some of the unasked questions that might come up. And it's easy to do that. But the first line of defense is you want to actually sit with someone to show them the plan. 5 phrases I'm going to give you right now that you can use, memorize them, you can use them together, you can add one on top of the other, and you can text me. I'm going to give most of you have my phone number, so I'm not going to give you my phone number online right now. If you don't have my phone number, ask one of the leaders, somebody you're working with. Somebody has my phone number. You can text me, and at some point tomorrow, I can text you these phrases, but I'm just going to read them to you. 5 phrases to be familiar with. 1, I'm putting a team of people together. 2, I'm working on a business project. 3, I'm trying to get the word out. 4, I'm looking to network with the best people I know. And 5, I need to fill you in or bring you up to speed on what I'm doing. Okay? Those are five phrases. Get familiar with them. You can use one on top of the other. So I might say, hey, Bear, are you around on Tuesday for coffee? Bear says, yes. I say, great. Looking 4 o'clock? Great. Looking forward to getting together. And you might want, at that point, you can say, I'm working on a business project, and I need to fill you in on what I'm doing. Looking forward to doing coffee. That's it. Done. You can add one on top. You can say, I'm putting a team of people together, and I need to fill you in. You can say, I'm trying to get the word out because I'm working on a business project. You can say, I'm looking to network with the best people I know because I'm putting a team of people together. You can use these sentences individually. You can add one on top of the others, one and one plus three, four plus two, five plus one, doesn't matter. These are sentences that are non-ambitized. I call them non-ambitized sentences that allow you to sound professional, to intentionally but casually schedule appointments. The reason why I say intentionally and casually is because the casual part allows you to just simply have a conversation with somebody. Because let's face it, most people are not going to get in your business. Whether it's 2 out of 3 or 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 6, most of them aren't going to be ready today. Some of those others will be better, will be the best consultants Ambit has ever seen next week or next year. But right now, you're just looking for a couple of people right now. So those are the five phrases that you should get familiar with. There's a couple of responses. There may be people that ask you, what are you doing? And I just, a couple of sentences and things you can say that are non-ambitized. These are not exclusive, but they work and it's fine. How about saying something like this? Jim, I build referral teams that spin off free energy checks and cash flow for people and businesses that I work with. Hey, well, what are you doing? Jim, what I do is I build referral teams that spin off free energy checks and cash flow for people and businesses that I connect with. I'd love to get together with you and fill you in more when we have coffee. And then you go right back to the coffee, and that's what you do. So you shared a little bit, but you didn't really give them much to conclude. See, you're trying to prevent the people from drawing any kind of conclusion because you can't conclude anything, nor can they. You don't know if you're going to take time away from your family and spend time with this person because nobody wants to take time away from their family and their life and waste time with people that are not ready to do anything. So although we don't know that up front, and although some people intend to and they don't, we can minimize that by having some posture and not give people an opportunity to conclude anything on the front end. So that's just one of the things you can say. Another sentence that is true, that explains what we do, is you can say, Mary, believe it or not, someone connected me to one of the most successful entrepreneurs in America, and now I'm helping individuals and businesses increase their cash flow. Or, and now I help a few people a year make a lot of money. Why not? Why can't you say that? And now I help a few people a year make a lot of money. Really, how's it work? Well, I'm looking forward to filling you in. When can we do coffee or when can we get on the phone? The two go-tos in terms of an appointment is you can either it's either their place, your place, it's either Starbucks or it's on the phone. And I just my two go-to places are coffee or on the phone. When can we get 15 or 20 minutes on the phone together? What does your schedule look like next week? When can we get on the phone for 15 or 20 minutes? Or when can we have coffee? Those are two simple. You can create your own variation of it. Have a sentence or two that flows off of your tongue naturally. So that's your go-to, right? So now maybe you said, I'm putting a team of people together. When can we do coffee? Maybe you said, Mary, believe it or not, someone connected me to one of the most successful entrepreneurs in America, and now I'm helping individuals and businesses increase their cash flow. Come up with something that works, that's natural for you, something like that. Practice it. Get familiar with it. Here's a good one that works, and it's actually something that challenges people, and it's got posture, and it also challenges them. It's a neat thing that I've said and other people have said. I've taught people to say it. I might say something like, and it takes it away from them too. You want to take it away. Joe, the chances of you wanting to do what I do or being able to do what I do is slim. But I'd love to get together and have coffee with you to fill you in on what I'm doing. or I'd love to, but I'd love to network with you anyway. When can we do coffee, or when can we get on the phone? All right. Now you start to see the different components of the conversation when you've got, when you can interchange just one or two options, and it gives you a chance to have that conversation. To me, I like saying that. I like saying, look, the chances of you wanting to do what I do or being able to do what I do is slim, but I'd love to grab coffee with you so we can network and I can fill you in when we get together. Simple, right? And there's good posture there. If you're talking to someone in depth, if you're making a phone call for someone in your organization, then you can use that same line. You can say something like, Joe, the chances of you wanting to do what I do or being able to do what I do are slim. But because of our mutual connection with Mike, he thought it might make sense for us to talk for 20 minutes so I can bring you up to speed on what we're doing. And after that, we'll both know if it makes sense to talk further. When, you know, what does your schedule look like next week? When can you do coffee? Or when can we get on the phone for 15 minutes, right? Those are the bottom line kind of the end of the concluding element of scheduling a meeting, right? So once you're familiar with these phrases, then you realize that the most important thing is just to simply get in front of somebody. And if you can make a commitment to show this plan 10 times per month, you can really accomplish incredible things over time. It's, you want to get in that 10 to 20 range and teach others to do that as an absolute commitment. You might want to get an accountability partner, and you might want to schedule a time once a week or once a month to talk about what you're doing. And what I don't think it really, for most brand new people, if you could commit an hour a month to a time and a location, an hour a month to schedule your week, you're going to do other spontaneously in the car, while you're home, while you have a spare half hour, hour here and there. But why not put in your calendar a standing order appointment with someone else? Here's a good idea. Why not schedule with one or two other people that are serious about this business that you want to challenge each other to grow? Why don't you schedule a time that once a week, a 15-minute block, you're going to book your calendar by using these kinds of conversations so you can make sure that you're getting your 10 to 20 presentations per month. Well, you can simply book that time and imagine you know that your accountability partner is making calls at exactly that same time. And it's just one 15 to 20-minute block once a week. And you just get on the phone really quick, on and off. You're in a hurry. Joe, I'm happy I caught you. When can we do coffee? Great. As soon as you book that first appointment, all you're doing is you're texting your accountability partners, hey, I got one. What I tell people on my team that are new, they're doing some things is call three and check with me. Call three and check with me. And I like that because I don't mind if they check with me every single time. It's fine. But I say call three, check with me because it rhymes. And I have ADD and I like that. So anyway, I hope this is helpful. The most important thing I think for all of us is that we start to get excited about encouraging the entire world of Ambit to get in a place where we're showing the plan 10 to 20 times per month. 10 plus times per month is the tipping point. It doesn't mean that you can't achieve any success in our business by showing it 10 times a year. You might find somebody, right? There might be one out of five that you find in that you're going to find a couple of people per year. Most people listening to this call, that's a little bit too slow of a pace, and that's why I'm going to recommend you show this thing 10 times per month minimum. And you're not going to have 10 times the results. You're going to have 100 times or maybe even 1,000 times the results of doing it 10 times per year. And the reason why, I've observed this not only in my 7.5 years in this business, but I've been around this industry for almost 30 years. And I can tell you the biggest challenge people have with getting in front of people is because they filter on the front end. And if you've got people on your list that you know are not interested in Ambit Energy, call them up and tell them, look, I know you're not interested, and that's why I put together that, look, the chances of you wanting to do what I do or being able to do what I do is slim. Why not call people up and say, I know you're not going to be interested in what I'm doing for yourself, but I respect you, and I want to sit with you to fill you in on what I'm doing. When can I treat you to a cup of coffee? And by getting in front of people and sharing the business, the same percentage of people are going to get in. It's going to be 1 out of 3, 1 out of 6, 1 out of 5, whatever your number is, whatever the number is, it's going to be the same number of people, whether they're interested or not, whether they're blue collar, white collar, no collar, it doesn't matter. The odds and the statistics are the same. You put 10 people in front of the business, 2 people are going to get in the business. And you want to stir up some momentum. So in order to do that, just start doing it. Don't get so caught up in who it's going to be. Build your list of names and let's do this thing. Let's build Ambit Energy over the next 12 months like nobody's ever seen before in the history of network marketing. Let's have all of our teams grow to a point where we've got an army of people with confidence and excitement because they've committed to a baseline of activity of 10 presentations per month because they're not filtering on the front end. They're excited about just sitting with people and expanding their life and making new friends and having coffee or talking to people and saying, what are you up to? That's tell me about your family. Tell me about what you're doing in your life. How's business? Well, that's great. Here's what I'm excited about. I don't want to work for 30 or 40 years and try to live on half of what I could barely live on full time. I want to retire early with a better lifestyle, and I found a way to do it. And let me fill you in on what I'm doing. Get familiar with these phrases. It'll give you confidence. Start exercising them. And don't, like I've heard Steve Thompson say this a bunch of times, you don't have to be great at it. You just have to be at it. That is the key to our business. And if we can encourage each other to push forward and start with a baseline of 10 presentations per month, we will explode this opportunity across the world like Ambit Energy has never seen before. And I believe we can do that. That's why I'm in this business, because I don't believe we've even scratched the basement of the surface. I know that's not even a saying. We haven't even started to do anything in this business. And look at what we've accomplished without even coming close to a fraction of the percentage of potential that we have in this opportunity. So let's make it happen. I love you guys a lot. I'm thankful to God for this opportunity and Brian and Ray's leadership and the entire team that we're working with. If I can help or support or encourage anyone who's listening, please let me know. And Bear, I appreciate the opportunity to share. So thank you, brother.
Hey, listen, my pleasure. And I just want to tell you that several people have been texting me, asking me who you are, asking me, you know, what's your phone number. You know, you're reaching out and you're saying something to people like what they really need to hear. You know, I had one person say, that's exactly what I'm doing, talking about filtering in the front. And now you have a phrase for it. Now you know what's going on, and he's giving you action steps to take care of that. Folks, if you're like me, you didn't catch it all in the first call, and you need to hear it again. Go to topambitleaders.com, okay? Give us a couple of days to get this one up, but go to topambitleaders.com, look at the Sunday night business calls, and listen to this call again, especially the MCs and the RCs on the call. Get your teammates on the call to listen to this, because you can stop the bad habits before they really get ingrained. And we're talking about somebody who has experience in network marketing and has the success to prove it. Jay, I want to thank you for being on the call again. Looking forward to the next time that you're on the call with us.
Thank you, Bear. I love you, brother. I'll see you soon.
Love you, too. Hey, listen, I'm going to open up the line so that you can say thanks to JMO yourself. Hold on just a moment.